Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. A reading from Psalm chapter 25, verses 6 and 7. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions, but according to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. It began like most Sunday mornings begin. I went over to church to make sure that everything was ready for the Sunday morning service. And about an hour and a half before the service, I nipped back home to refill my cup of coffee. It was then that I was anxiously accosted by my youngest daughter, who said that our new kitten had climbed the fence and disappeared into the church's garden. She was very concerned that he might be lost, so we headed over to the church to have a look. When we arrived and went outside, we could hear a loud meow from the top of one of the trees. Yes, Pablo had climbed to the top of a tree, and he was now too frightened to come back down. I tried the aluminium stepladder, but that was too short. So we resorted to Plan B. Plan B was to use the long extension ladder. As I propped it against the trunk of the tree, I wedged it among the branches near the top. And as I reached the penultimate rung on the ladder, I grasped a branch with my right hand, and I reached out with my left hand. I could touch Pablo, but I couldn't get him in my grasp. So I stepped onto the top rung, held tightly, and reached out with my left hand around the middle of the cat. But foolishly, I thought this kitten would gladly let go and come to me. But he merely clung to the branch with all of his might. Finally, I resorted to giving his middle a good squeeze. And when he let go of the branch, I pulled him back to me and I carried him back down the ladder till we reached terra firma. Pablo is now under house arrest for his youthful transgressions. But these impetuous actions of our young kitten got me to thinking that humanity is a lot like this. We love to dash off into places unknown. We love to scale the towering heights of fortune and fame, pleasure and thrill-seeking. But far too often, we end up stuck up the tree, unable to get down from the mess we got ourselves into. We are paralyzed with fear and left out on the limb. We cry, we protest, we say it's not fair. But far too often, the truth is we are only getting what we deserve. Our transgressions, that is, going where we know we should not go, get us in trouble. But God, in His mercy and His steadfast love, sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to come to us. He knows our predicament, that we are unable to help, let alone save ourselves, from the problem of sin and transgressions. So He came to save us. On the tree of the cross, Jesus rescued us from our captivity to sin, and He carried us safely to our loving Father in heaven. In His mercy and His steadfast love, Jesus gives to us what we do not deserve. And we, like a scared cat, still want to cling on to our sin, our rebellion. And often, when that is the case, God'll put the squeeze on us so that we let go and we fall into His strong, nail-scarred hands. These pains, in the grand scheme of things, are often for our benefit, and they provide the means through which God brings us to our senses and leads us to totally depend upon Him. Today, if you are stuck out on a limb of your own making, crying for help, too scared to move, look for the nail-scarred hands that reach out to you. Rescue is found only in those saving hands. Pray as King David did in Psalm 25, verse 18. Consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Let us pray. O Lord our God, we acknowledge your great goodness toward us, and we praise you for your mercy and grace that our eyes have seen, that our ears have heard, and our hearts have known. We sincerely repent of the sins of this day and those in our past. Pardon our offenses, correct and reform what is lacking in us, and help us to grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.